the MadTech podcast special, focusing on the most important topics in AdTech and MarTech.
Hello and welcome to today's MadTech podcast special from ExchangeWire. Today I am joined by James Parker, Head of Revenue and Growth for Southeast Asia at MIQ. James, welcome. Delighted to have you.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
No problem. We are here to discuss programmatic advertising, its unique place in the APAC region, and also your appearance at our upcoming ATS Singapore event, which we're very much looking forward to. I want to start by throwing kind of a general question out at you. So what kind of programmatic advertising is really making waves, gaining traction in the APAC region at the moment? And what are you seeing really driving its growth?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think I'd probably start off and say that it's definitely been a bit of a bumpy year this year for many advertisers and agencies, especially with spending being a little bit more cautious. I didn't see much kind of innovation happening in programmatic for the first half of this year, but things have definitely been picking up over the last few months now, which is great as we're getting towards the end of the year. But definitely a couple of the trends that we have been seeing has been around increased demand for performance and more specifically around guaranteed outcomes, which I think is definitely a market reaction to some of the uncertainty that we've seen with the economy. You know, advertisers having to manage their media investments a bit more smartly, I would say.
Yeah.
And kind of dipping their toes into managed service so they can get this peace of mind of a guaranteed result. So we've definitely seen an uptake in kind of the guaranteed outcomes as an offering.
Interesting. And is that kind of, like you say, you know, as a result of people really looking for assured and guaranteed results for their spend in sort of uncertain times. Do you think that's really hitting home in the APAC region as well?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We're seeing there's been some very interesting developments where there's some advertisers that, you know, historically haven't touched managed service at all, but now, you know, willing to give it a test, give it a go, because they know exactly the result they're going to get and how much it's going to cost. And it just gives them a lot more confidence when it comes to, you know, measurement, ROI, and even just down to understanding what's actually going to happen. The other trend that I've seen more recently over the last few months, I would say, is around the acceleration of digital at home. I would say, again, linked to kind of the economies kind of opening back up, people are now back to their normal daily routines this year. And also everyone is going through this little bit of travel revenge, I would say, where people are traveling a lot more. So I think people getting out and about, people going overseas, some local markets, their infrastructures have improved this year as well. Which is also a key factor when it comes to things like digital at home and CTV. So definitely starting to see a big uptick in digital at home now, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's such an interesting point that I love the idea of revenge travel that you've just brought up. I think that's brilliant. Yeah, it's, yeah. You know, the making up for lost time part of stuff is very important. And we've seen that with our forum. You know, it was a growth area and then all of a sudden everyone was inside and it wasn't anymore. But it's on, from what we've seen as well, it's on the uptick again. And there's a lot of innovation out there in terms of transforming out of home and its utility. Do you think programmatic can really help with this in terms of the ROI side, in terms of people really understanding what out of home and moving into CTV as well, I suppose, what they really offer?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely from, I mean, both those channels that you've just mentioned, so out of home and CTV, these channels are ripe for digital transformation with programmatic. If we think about what programmatic's done for out of home, it's taken static billboards and it's turned them into, you know, engaging, dynamic, data-driven advertising space, which now, you know, traders, buyers, they can change those ads with factors of weather, time of day, yeah, traffic conditions. So really programmatic's kind of given out of home a new breath of life, I would say.
Yeah.
And the same with CTV as well, actually. So, you know, what CTV's done for programmatic is quite game changing. It's brought precision to the big screen effectively. And again, similar to digital at home, advertisers can now deliver very targeted messages to specific specific households, making TV ad spending a bit more efficient and also more measurable as well.
Yeah, I think the measurability point on both of those formats is one that's it's always been a question that's been asked. It's like, okay, this is great, but is this just a brand awareness play? And I think the answer, you know, from what you're saying, it's no. Now we really have that, you know, that ROI. There's some the data and analytics behind it are really making it a useful and ultimately very very quantifiable, very measurable platforms. Is that one of the challenges that programmatic's had to overcome in the space, the understanding of it and the utility of it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess like any industry, there's quite a lot of challenges. But I think the measurement piece has definitely been a challenge, an ongoing challenge that we've always had in the industry, especially when it comes to attribution with measurement. But things are starting to kind of go in the right direction, I would say. I think with digital at home, it's still a relatively new channel with a lot of new capabilities still being developed. You know, whether it's interactive displays, augmented reality, dynamic content. I think there's just a lot of education that still needs to happen around that channel because it just is so new. So quite critical.
Yeah, it's, you know, a very interesting year, a very interesting time for those formats and what programmatic are really offering to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you've been based in Asia for a while. You know, you're head of revenue and growth Southeast Asia for MIQ. What in that time have been the challenges you've seen and the real growth in the industry across APAC?
Oh wow, that's a really good question. I mean, when I first came to Singapore, which is nearly 11 years ago now, so quite a long time. That was really around the time of the birth of the DMP. So it was all around understanding your audiences, reaching the right audience, the right time, the right place.
Yeah,
and we know with DMPs and their evolution into CDPs now and all of the new kind of data privacies that are coming up, there's been a very big kind of transformation there. But I think that the adoption into programmatic has been fantastic. But what I would say, and I was thinking about this on the plane on the way over today, is that one of the biggest challenges I think that the agencies and marketers are now facing is that there's just so many platforms to use. You know, whether that's you're operating on DB360, the Trade Desk, Xandr, Yahoo, there's just so many platforms. And then there's new ones that have come about, the likes of Hivestack, Samsung. And this is even before, you know, Amazon and the others come to Asia. So what I would say, since I've been here in Asia, there's definitely... It seems like we went through a time where there was a bit of consolidation going on with platforms, but it seems like we've gone into this hyper growth of lots of platforms now with all their unique inventory and data sets and whatnot. But I just see that as a massive challenge at the moment that agencies and marketers are going to have to work towards. I think one of the advantages, you know, working with MIQ is that we are platform agnostic. And we've got a lot of purpose-built technology, which allows us to manage all of these platforms and enjoy all of the unique use cases, whether that be optimization techniques, whether that be unique inventory. But yeah, definitely one to watch out for.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You know, like you said, there's that proliferation after a period of consolidation. It's an interesting shift.
Exactly.
And yeah, one of the big things and something that you are going to be touching on at ATS Singapore is the growth of AI and its utility in the industry. Is that something? I won't go into depth with you yet. We'll wait for ATS Singapore for that. But is it something that you're seeing kind of taking more and more prevalence in the industry?
Yeah, it's a good one. And we'll talk about this at ATS. The use of AI and machine learning has been around for a very long time already. And, you know, we've been applying that to our campaigns for learnings, data analytics, optimization for quite a long time. It just feels like AI has just landed because of ChatGPT being launched into kind of every consumer at the end of last year. So yeah, it's been around for a few years or more already, and it's here to stay. I think what's going to be really interesting looking into the future is how we're going to start using that to better performance, to better understand the economy, and how we're measuring things like sustainability and attention, and how do we start to automate some of the operational tasks and see what kind of impact that has on us as, you know, workers and employees and companies as well. So yeah, it's a very interesting time.
Yeah, I will go no further with that one. No spoilers for your speech at ATS Singapore. Very much looking forward to hearing that. Is there anything in particular, you know, it'd be great to have you there. Anything particular you're looking forward to at ATS Singapore this year?
Yeah, I can't wait. Definitely for me, attending this year is going to be slightly different to previous years. Normally I would turn up and just catch up with all my mates and see what's going on in the industry. Whereas this time I've got a bit of homework and I'm going to be there, going to be presenting. So that's really exciting for me personally. I thought last year's event was fantastic. You know, after such a long lockdown in Asia, it was just great to see so many faces, literally see the faces after the COVID time. So yeah, it was really good. Yeah, really excited to hear what the latest industry trends will be, the exchange of knowledge, and of course, all of the networking opportunities as well.
Great. Well, yeah, we are, like I say, we are very, very much looking forward to having you. I'm really looking forward to hearing more on the AI side of things in your presentation. And thank you very much for your time today. That's all we have time for.
Good stuff. Yeah, looking forward to seeing everyone there.
Thank you very much for listening. Keep checking back with ExchangeWire for more info on ATS Singapore and more info from James and MIQ. Thank you very much.